I got a friend out there on the internet, and I've been listening to her for coming up 5 years, and I got a pretty good idea what makes her tick. It's a beautiful heart. It's a beautiful heart. Oh, it's a beautiful heart. It's a beautiful heart. Madge Weinstein. Madge Weinstein. You got a beautiful heart. You got a beautiful heart. She got a beautiful heart. She got a beautiful heart. Come on, Chauncey. Come on, Chauncey. Come on, Gussie. She got a beautiful heart. She got a beautiful heart. She got a beautiful heart. She got a beautiful heart.
Wonderful, wonderful piece by my old, old friend, Mr. Zucci. Though I have to say, I was waiting for the punchline of the whole thing. I thought at the very end he's going to say, she's got a beautiful heart, but Christ, is she ugly? Or, you know, something like that. She don't got any tits. But no, that was a wonderful song. I really appreciate that, Mr. Zucci. It's a beautiful song. And I really do like that. Today I have a very I'm actually breaking up the grum into two, or semigrums. The first one being, Cheryl, and the second one being Gerald. Ooh, the first half we have mostly me, Cheryl, and, Schrock, Bellard, Morton, Kloops. The second part we have John P. and Cheryl. Gerald. Gerald's in the second half. And Morton Klops is in the first. No, I mean, Gerald is in both halves. You understand, Mother Darling. You understand. All right. Girdle. Yeah. Okay, I also, fortunately for you in the audience, have a new piece just for Yeast Radio from one of the most talented people on the internet. Norm Augustinus, who has a new piece, which I'm sure is very psychotic, and I can't wait to hear it, and I can't wait for you to hear it, too. And then we'll go right into the grum with Cheryl and Morton Klops and P. Well, no, P is tomorrow. Whatever, just figure it out, you asshole. Oh, and send me money. I need money. First of all, you can reach me by calling Firm Uterus. That's the whole number. Firm Uterus includes the area code of the United States. If you're outside the United States, you dial +1 Firm Uterus. You can text me if you want. Dirty messages. And call me. Leave a message on there. And also, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com is my email. And yeastradio.com, the website, is where you can donate money, the most important thing of all, because I am extremely poor. Yes, I work as a full-time porno editor, but I make less money than it takes to pay the rent every month, and it's you know, I basically need you guys to carry me through. And actually, I have, if it wasn't for the audience, I would not have been able to make it this long, to be perfectly frank. It's been, actually, I think next week it'll be a year that since I worked for Mevy Blows, for Pop Unders, Pillsbury Pop Over, Pop Under City, so Yeah. And in 2 months, my COBRA payment goes up to $500 a month for insurance. I don't think I'll be able to afford it, so whatever. Anyway, here's Norm, and followed by the Cheryl, prolapsed Rilch. Here we go. Oh, wait. Start over. I had the volume too low. Here is Norm, followed by the prolapsed Rilch, Gerald.
Hi, Madge. Hey, Madge, I got another money-making idea, and I thought I'd tell you about it, because it's a fucking blockbuster, Madge. And if it hits, I'm going to cut you in for 50% of the profits. Right. Madge, you've heard of Ivory Soap. It's a big square bar of soap, and it's been around for over 100 years. Madge, Ivory Soap is famous because it floats. Now, here's where we make the big money, Madge. I melt 2 bars of Ivory Soap and pour the liquefied bars into a rectangle-shaped mold. Inside the soap mold, I insert an Apple iPod. In addition to the Apple iPod, I insert into the mold a tiny photoelectric eye. Madge, when the iPod and photoelectric eye are in position, I pour liquefied ivory soap atop them. In a nutshell, Madge, the finished product appears to be a bar of ivory soap. Only bigger. Of course, as you know, Madge, ivory soap floats. Here's where my soap differs. While my ivory bar of soap is floating in the tub, the thin layer of soap that I poured over the iPod and photoelectric eye melts away, exposing the iPod screen and photoelectric eye. When the photoelectric eye is exposed to light, it switches on the iPod, and while the iPod is on, it searches for a Wi-Fi connection. And when it finds one, it connects to a server that automatically plays a short video on the screen of the iPod buried in the bar of ivory soap of me playing with my dick, and I'm wearing cowboy boots. Adults and kids alike will fucking love it. Truckloads of cash is gonna pour in on this one, Madge.
That's about it, Madge.
This is your favorite correspondent, Norm Augustinus, reporting from Florida.
Norm, you make Gerald appear sane by comparison. Now, I think it is a good idea, but I thought what you were gonna say is when the electronic guy goes... It uploads to a Ustream broadcast to the person who is bathing, naked with the masturbating or whatever. I think that would be a little cool. But won't it electrocute? Oh, I guess you couldn't electrocute a person with the... I don't know. I mean, it sounds more like one of those luxury things like you'd see on the high end with the Neiman Marcus catalog. You know, $20,000 for a one-time use ivory soap iPod. Captures your whoever you give it to naked in the shower. I don't think that's a bad idea. But the business with the... I'm not sure if everybody wants to see you masturbate, Noemi. I'm just not sure of that. Anyway, let's get back to the grum. Shall we? Titty titty to to ta ta to to. Ta 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 ti ta to to ta ta. Gerald is a whore, a filthy, dirty whore. Gerald, why don't you get on Skype like the big girl so I don't have to do the fucking phone, you goddamn bitch. I am not in the mood for this shit. Oh, look, 9/11. No, not anymore. I am not in the mood for this shit, Gerald. I don't even have the goddamn fucking chat room open. Yes, I do. Why don't you get on the goddamn Skype so I'm going to call your fucking cell phone, goddamn fucking bitch, racist whore. Hate you out. No, you can't do that. No, you can't. You cannot do that. Fuck off, Gerald. Technology is hard. That's right. I got my own. No, you can't do that. No, you can't. You can't do that. Oh, no. No, you can't do that. No, you can't. No, you cannot. No means no. That's right. Oh, Trish Sharp found us. Gerald, why can't you get on Skype? I want to call you on the Skype, not the goddamn shell phone. You sound so much better on the Skyched. Moon. Moon, N-word. Moonist. Moon. You want to be productive? She is. You know, I wish I could be productive, but I got to sit at this goddamn thing. Fuck you, you goddamn dirty dyke. I hate this whore. Now, before we start talking, I'm going to test this because it's a fucked up configuration. I want to make sure I'm not going to lose it when I stop. So I'm just going to... Seems to be okay. Hope I don't lose it. I hope somebody out there is recording it on some channel or another in case I do lose it. Actually, I'll just start the recording on the uterus stream. Gerald is a clunt. Right. Let's see. I see Schrockbell is available. That's good news for later. And there's this N-wording ore. Cheryl, stop that! I don't even know if it's working. Annie, you don't bring me flowers, N-word whore. Girdle, girdle, girdle!
Hello, is this Breon?
Girdle, no, this is...
That's how we do it at the door.
Gerald, that's not funny.
Sorry.
What's this weird fucking...
I finna eat.
Well, then I finna eat too.
Biscuit. Did you buy some food? It took
yes.
you long enough
Did
to
you
get
home. I sent you some
you
pictures.
Have the grinder meltdown?
I haven't
Call
been on
the cocoa store.
I haven't been on the grinder in several days, actually.
Right.
Seriously.
Now, if it was any indication of your activities, location services has been on for the last 20 days.
Oh, I forgot to send you this. This is a hot off the grassy pressies. I'm going to email you this photo directly from the iPhone from the Black Jewel.
Right.
Gerald, the reason it took me so long is there were so many nice people. I couldn't get any pictures because they were so excited and I was having a low blood sugar attack. But there were so many good people at the Black Jewel. Seriously, and I'm sending this to you right now. It's really pretty. I hope you can put it on up in there. Up in there. All up in there. Uh-huh. All up in there.
Right.
Oh, there. Now the echo is gone. You going to put it all up in there when I finna be done? You going to finna be eating biscuits?
Up in what?
Gerald.
Biscuits? Are you going to eat a strawberry off of my black ass?
Yes, one
no,
second.
No, I like the strawberry eating because you could see his enormous black layouts.
Cheryl, I'm...
Enormous.
You should have seen the disgusting things I had a look at today and yesterday. All
what
these...
Kind of look at?
I saw a big black penis and I couldn't tell if it was bloody or not because it was so brown.
Racist.
No, I'm...
Jay makes add that to one of your remixes now.
Oh, great.
This photo...
Fuck you, I'm not going to do any more shodos. Shodos. What happened? Did you hear... What's going on? Oh, it's that fucking phone is ruining everything. It's the opera queen. I'm not answering.
Listen, this photo...
What else am I going to do but listen? Did you get the grassy? I just sent you a note.
Yes, she's got a bag of Doritos.
Can you please...
some Cheetos.
Can you please sketch her while I get some foods? Be right back.
Right.
And talk about Oprah or some shit. Goddamn bitch.
I'm not tired. Oh, that reminds me. I should take my medicine. Otherwise, this program won't be any good. Nicaragua, what? I don't know what Wanda just said to me. Now let me take this medication so that I can facilitate some Oprah. Harpo Studios provided me this medication.
Oprah, look, this is what
Nicaragua,
I had earlier.
The country, excuse me?
I had this earlier, so now I'm just having an apeful. This is going to be really annoying to hear me eat this
right,
time.
Right, Nikki, right.
I won't even dignify that with a press... get fucked.
Before I dignify that with an answer,
Wristband.
You have the huevos most grandes to ask me if I want my ass in the bathroom towels.
What in the fuck are you saying?
You heard me.
Speaky English, oh. Dirty whore.
Chicken and biscuits.
Cheryl. Gerald.
What?
Gerald.
I posted the Earl.
I need... Oh, thank you. I got to see how pretty she looks
Welcome.
On the big screen. I hope the audience appreciates
Welcome,
it.
Welcome,
did you listen to the show with Rachel Cann last week?
No.
Why not?
I mean, oops.
It was funny when we talked about Schrock Bellard Morton Klops. Is that Doritos? She's on the phone. I was pretending to be on the phone, but you know what? I wasn't really on the phone. Did you see the man? There was a pimp there, but I only got his pink pants. I did send it to you. It wasn't a good picture, though.
Right.
You know what I was thinking about the other day, Gerald, before we get into our important items for the day?
Right.
I was thinking about this. You know, I was talking to this guy yesterday. He's saying, you know, his wife has... Hi, Matt. His wife has the lymphomard. And he says, you know, wife, you should take the medical marijuana. Because, you know, you can do that. And I said, and I realized then,
They call me Gail.
I said, this is why Cheryl is fucked up. She's been smoking reefers on my gram.
I ain't never even done that name, ever.
I don't believe you.
Lord, I ain't. Eat that eat that apple.
You were high as hell when you did that Oprah shit, weren't you?
Which program?
All of them.
I ain't never been high, Mary.
Bull.
Right.
Hi, I'm Trish Sharp, and I have a big fat pelvis.
Gerald. Come on, what did Gerald join? Come on.
Seriously, I want to know what... Hey, Schrockbella, will you fix the goddamn censorship? What are you useful for then for me? Oh, I got to tweet this goddamn crap. I lost 30 inches in 6 months on diet and exercise. Okay. Yeast Radio is on the air with Madge and Rilch. Ugly as ever.
Or what doesn't work, Sandy?
His obesity. Oh, no, that works. All right. Now I got to copy that tweet to the goddamn... assholes over it. You know, I'm not even going to Facebook it. Those people are real life people, and all they do is call me names. Hello?
No comment.
No, I am going to... Fuck those Facebook assholes. They're such goody-goodies with their goddamn daily
affirmation.
Maybe that
mean that Pear Fatty will be there so that he can hear the new limerick.
No, stop it. Really? Don't... Do it while I'm eating. I don't want to be finished choking on my junk.
Why would you just keep being alone, Nate?
Because I don't want to choke. All right, what am I doing? We're going to Twitter, and I'm going to copy and paste it into my book. Why does Twitter always log me out like it's a goddamn secret service?
I don't.
So
me
fucking
too.
Important. It's so fucking important, God forbid.
Even if you say, remember my password.
I know, it's N-wording, don't you think? I mean, annoying. Why did I say N-wording?
I don't know. It was offensive.
People don't understand what it's like to have Tourette's syndrome. They really don't.
Why?
What?
Somebody stole, a 45-year-old man stole Nick Turn's ass photo.
Ass?
And used it on Manhunt. And Nick Turn is very upset.
Is this what... Something's being tweeted.
Which means his ass looks like a 40-year-old.
Do you have a picture?
No.
I don't understand what you just said. It didn't make no damn sense.
Why?
Well, I don't get it. Oh, today's Big Dick Friday. So obviously
Nick
one
Torrance
wasn't...
What? Nick Torrance said 45-year-old on Manhunt stole my ass picture and is using it in his Manhunt.
In other words, he's got a 45-year-old ass.
Are you showing your apartment to a grinder woman? That's what Tashaw wanted to know.
No.
Hang on.
Cockenstein says it's Big Dick Friday. He's packing that part, too. So obviously one wasn't enough. This dude gets wrecked by his pal's giant cock. The bottom blows him, then throws his legs up in the air, and whoa, Big Dick guy sticks it in, and in, triple exclamation mark. It has to reach his esophagus. No, this is this person I follow on the Facebook. His name his name is Cockenstein. He's very funny. I don't know who it is. I think he's a blog.
Right.
I don't know why it's... Cockenstein is the name.
Nick is coming to Chicago in a couple weeks.
Ew. Somebody's posting. Oh, my God. It figures this comes up. I'm speechless. The beautiful cervix project. Oh, my God. What in the Christ is this? Who's Petra M? Is she listening to this grammar or something?
By the way, man. Somebody says, and I agree, congratulations on the Olympic Games.
For not getting them, you mean?
Excuse me.
We didn't get him, right?
No, you didn't.
Good.
Now, DL18, come horde or fuck off.
Good stuff. Do you want me to play it?
Oh, where? No. Yes, no. But my first question, though, is why are you eating an apple? Because then that's a little healthy for you.
I don't know, but look at the beautiful cervix project.
What?
Gerald, I don't think you should be part of that.
Link, please.
It's on the Twitter status. Just look at the Twitter status. It's right there. Beautifulcervix.com. Don't join it, because you're not...
Gross. Cervix of a 62-year-old woman postmenopausal.
Bitch.
That is disgusting.
Is that mine?
Welcome to Beautiful Cervix. View at your own discretion during pregnancy. Ooh, it's all mucusy. Ooh, I like these odors. It's making me all flock. Are you playing with your join?
Yeah, I got my whole hand up in there.
Entire cycle IUD. And damn, they got plenty of nut to go around.
I wrote that. I wrote that.
Yes, these pictures are amazing. I never seen this before. Please click on the link. It's very educational. Oh. Nate, why would anybody ever want to do anything with our lady parts? Look at these photos.
Look who's talking.
Oh, my God. It's killing me. I'm going to make a tiny Earl for the people that are listening.
Can I read what Petra wrote? Thanks. Now I know normal, but I'd take to know, I don't know what that means, but I'd like to know if you could do any pictures of prolapsed cervix or colon or bladder. I'm 60 and I just feel so heavy down there, like something could just give way and fall out. Okay.
Entire cycle, IUD. Now listen, tinyurl.com/YAMPWCM.
Am I supposed to remember what you just said?
tinyurl.com/Y as in yeast,
oh,
A as in ass cunt, M as in Mr. B.
Masturbate.
P as in pussy. W as in wand turd. G as in glint. And M as in menstrual.
P as in pussy.
Photos. Beautiful survey looks. Glitty. Glitty. Glitty.
So, did you want to do a reading?
Oh, yeah, no, wait. Sure. Did we get my name?
Wait, I was going to play. Oh, yeah, if you want to do a reading from the dorm, here, audience, we need to get some money. So feel free to send that on over. Meanwhile, I'm going to play the promo I made for the dorm. It's called For Dorm Life 18.
Can you show it on the video or no?
No, I can't. I'm doing it on the laptop. You're pushing it.
No. The video's amazing. I like the spitting to work.
Come hard or fuck off. Yeah, that's one of my videos. That's what I do for a living. That's why I went to college at Vassar.
I said.
Okay, be quiet. I'm going to play it now. You have to listen on the simulcast because I'm too lazy.
I'm going to do the Samsung, I guess.
Here's some sucking and fucking done right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Where's the strawberry and the whipped cream? Masturbate that
Halloween
thing.
Music.
Slurp. Work them sheets, them dirty sheets. Slap them that ankle.
Oh. I'm finna go out to eat, y'all.
I'm finished.
I'm gonna have me some biscuits.
Huge loads and oranges.
Not that
and Breon at the am. I'm so getting fired.
That's how we do it at Coco Dorm, baby. Yeah.
Ugh.
That's how we do it at Coco Dorm, baby.
Ugh. Cheryl, I'm nauseated now.
Why?
I saw them layups. I didn't like the layups. Should have.
I thought I was going to walk.
You liked that, did you?
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know. It's making me sick.
Man, I'm sick of your attitude, and I mean, I just think it's completely racist.
Where's the audience? I don't see them on my little bitty screen.
I've got a limerick from Listen to the Geoff.
I think that's pronounced think Jeff.
Geoff. No, it's like a Geoff. And I don't know, it's not the Baby Jane limerick, but since he is a generous listener, oh, I am going to read it, and you're going to say it's amazing. All points. Poor Andy Melton, eating some Stilton?
Do you rehearse these?
What's Stilton?
Look, Aunt Aids Vera is in the room. She must need something.
Ooh, it's a kind of strong, rich cheese, often in with blue veins, originally made in England. Oh, sounds disgusting. Okay. Poor Andy Milton, eating some Stilton. Fatty loves his cheese. He got so large, they needed a board to move his ton to the sleeves.
I need Baby Jane. I'm sorry. That was nice, and I appreciate the effort, but I miss my Baby Jane. Hold on a second. I want to announce something.
Yes?
Next week, I have a very special guest on Yeast Radio who hasn't been on in several years. I'm just dropping that little hint. I'm recording the show on Tuesday night. I'm not going to fucking tell. It's just a hint. It's called a teaser.
Oh,
okay.
Tease
McLean,
okay. Okay, I'll give you one Baby Jane limerick.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No, it's not. It's not the blue thing. Okay, wait, let me think. Hey, Trish Sharp. She lost 33 pounds in 2 weeks, and she is terrific. Did I have any accidents? I did shart my panty last night. But it's okay because I was home. Go ahead, Cheryl. Thank you, Vera. You look wonderful in those brown in that brown colored font. I know what you meant, Trish Sharp. I think you should worry about exercise alone, because you're terrific. Go ahead, Cheryl. Never mind that, Trish Sharp.
Oh, right. Are you done?
I'm not looking at the screens because I don't want to get distracted.
Okay, hair fatty. Wandered around one night when a few dork songs mugged him on sight. Without insurance, nor cent, to Stroger's hospital he went. Now his finger no longer bends right.
That's a good one. Who wrote that?
Woo, 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 Baby Jane.
Oh, she's good, that Babe AIDS Jane. She is one talented bitch. That's
you
a
know,
good
she
one.
Had told me that it would be a while before she wrote more limericks. But luckily, she got bored at work and decided to write some more anyways.
What did she do, Baby Jane? I thought she was a dead character in a movie.
I don't know what she do. She prefers to remain anonymous.
Cheryl, how do you get away with getting drug tested at the daycare center when you smoke pot? Are you smoking?
I don't smoke pot. I've never smoked pot, Mary.
And then how come you black out talking about Oprah shitting in her?
Well,
fixing
considering
her.
That I was, that was during chemotherapy.
And it was also last week.
Listen.
When you cut, talking about cutting Oprah's
I
lips.
I had 3 hours of sleep the night before. I had taken medication to be able to fall asleep. A sedative. So,
what's
well,
the name of
you
it?
Know, and that makes you tired.
Okay. How are you, Auntie Vera? Do you have any limericks? I haven't talked to you in a while, you stupid bitch. Old and bitter. Yeah, what else is new? Anyway, Cheryl, what's next? Do you want us to read some of those stories? Do you want to do role playing or something? Are we supposed to do that?
Oh, yes.
You can't do that. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Now, I don't know where the goddamn thing is that I mailed you, though.
I do. Got it. I'm very...
We belched at the same time.
This is a nice catalog. Ninja Nixon. Anyway.
Did I send it from Bloated Lesbian Jew or from that other name?
Markel. Ooh, that's a good name for a turd, Markel.
Shut up, Cheryl. Don't.
What?
Don't.
M-A-R-Q-U-E-L-L.
Right, that's right.
McCoyle. Marquette's major.
Cheryl, where is this thing I sent you? I don't know where it is. Did I mail
Bug
it from...
Boy?
What hurts? What hurts?
Bug Boy?
What?
Bug Boy.
I sent it to John Pay. I said, you think you're the only one with a magazine. Hey. You ain't.
Not yet.
What?
Woo, woo. I don't know. John Pay. Work that flavor.
Edward Stewart Living.
Marquell.
What page am I supposed to be on for this reading?
Really, what can you say about Mark Whale that hasn't already been pounded into the
Oh,
ground?
Is this an interview? You've got to be kidding me.
This Bert Doyle powerhouse set Coco Dune on fire during his initial stay, so it was natural that when the loyal members started tossing around veins and bottles they'd like to see again, Mark Whale was on everyone's list. Since returning, the 24-year-old native has a few new tricks up his sleeve and in his pants, but still reigns the raw sex appeal that made him a favorite. Standing at a lean, mean 6'1 and a very toned 198-pound, Mark Whale slings 9.5 inches of cut cock like there's no tomorrow. And he's single. Woot, woot. Do blacks say
Hold
woot woot?
Sure.
Did you write that, honey?
No, this I didn't write. Thank God. I don't think they like my writing.
Did a white person write that?
Of course, I'm sure. Okay, now okay. Cheryl, do you want me to be DJ or do you want me to be Markel of the Q?
I think I'll be Mark Whale.
Okay, I'll be DJ.
Right.
Mr. Markel.
What's that tell me?
You, my dude, you're like the fastest rising star at the dorm right now.
Really? I mean, I keep track of what the members say and such, but I ain't noticed any sort of, like, rise in my stock bias.
No, that means you're supposed to laugh when it's their stars. Trust me, my dude. You're the talk of the town right now. Truly versatile and can truly work either side of the equation. That's hard to find.
Well, honestly, I don't even consider myself to be, quote, versatile, unquote.
Really?
Not really. I mean, I'm just a freak. I like sex in general. Doesn't matter what side I'm on, as long as it's hot.
So I take it that means you mess with the ladies, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, on occasion. Not as much as some people would think, though. I've always been a man's man, so to speak.
Oh, I respect it. So, what did you do while you were away from the UN? Don't walk on my lines, bitch. What did you do while you were away from, dramatic pause, the Durham?
Ah, man, what didn't I do? Between school, work, a little volunteer work, right?
Volunteer? You know what he's talking about? Volunteer work is doing the dishes at the goddamn dorm. Go ahead.
Racist. A little volunteer work and keeping up with what's going on in the industry. Been a busy beaver, as they say.
Volunteer work?
Yeah. I don't think I can say the name of the organization, but they do a lot of youth outreach. I've always had this desire to do something positive for the kids.
Like bareback sex.
Where I grew up, because there were not a lot of positive alternatives for me when I was growing up, so I saw a lot of the wrong things and thought they were right. So, you know, now I do the porn, and I'm a great example of, you know, somebody for the young children.
Oh, that's really respectable, Mark Whale. I'm sure everyone just writes us off as porn stars, not realizing that we have lives and goals outside of the industry.
I know, and that's sad, because I know a lot of the flavor works models do community service projects around the Miami. Every year for Christmas and Thanksgiving, we go to the local homeless shelters to help with meals and stuff. I mean, it's so much more to flavor works than boys fucking.
Do you wash your hands first? Oh, I'm sorry. Do you think that's important?
Oh, definitely. Any business that wants to succeed has to give back to the community it's based in. That's just good PR 101.
PR, you mean?
PR-a.
That's true. So tell me why you decided to come back to the dorm this round.
The fans, first and foremost. If they hadn't asked to see me again, if they hadn't been so locale about me coming back, I probably wanted those. Everything I do for those people who want to see Markel be Markel.
That's what's up. So is there anything you want to say to all them fans before we wrap it up?
The fans, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for all of the love and support. Y'all keep it coming, and I'll keep wearing him out for y'all. Tops and bottoms.
Oh, my God.
The fans.
What is this Black and Wild? I didn't see that by D.L. Brothersink. Now, I think I know who wrote this, and he's very white. And not even from America.
The interview?
No, the next one, Black and Wild by D.L. Brothersink.
Hold on. Greeted Raw fan. Oh, that's a gross picture. It's all pixelated.
Thank God.
Black and Raw. What is this?
I'm going to puke. Black and Wild.
My other way to the court, so into the blah, blah. Is this a porno story?
Which one, Black and Wild?
Yeah, you know your ass is late. We
look at how they spell.
The show.
Start with third paragraph.
shit, that was almost 20 minutes ago. I don't take that long.
Not that blah, one. Blah, blah. Where Nicka, are you on a different... No. Before that, what's up, it okay. starts.
What's up, Nicka? N-I-K-K-A. Darnell exclaimed while approaching me with his irresistible salesman smile. The brother could sell almost anything. Working for one of the best car dealerships in the town, the boy could probably sell a Pinto and have you believe it was on the cover of Lowrider.
Hey, you know your ass is late. We told you you was going to the show, man. I told you I was on the way.
Shit, that was almost 20 minutes ago. Don't take that. Oh, I think that's also your little...
What?
Nicka, bring it. We just told you to pay.
Wait, they changed the spelling, though. They changed the spelling. Now it's N-I-G-G-A. A paragraph ago, it was N-I-K-K-A. What's the difference?
Damn, we beat their ass. Now Darnell won't have shit to say come Monday. We got the bragging rights now. Hell yeah. I told you we was going to come black. Blah, blah, blah.
Where are you?
Let's see.
I want to read some blah, more, blah, too, blah. In my black scent.
Yeah, man, you know you won't. Only because tease.
This is boring. It's not even about sex. Where's the penis?
Nicaragua?
Oh, really?
Let's do another interview. Well,
oh, here.
As I looked at him and he was preparing to insert my prized possession, 8-inch thick cock.
You're not very good at these.
Shut up. I'm black.
Into his anxious booty hole, Janelle leaps off the set and begins to moisten my dick in his mouth, taking it deep down his throat. I could feel my dick going to the back of his throat, and Jamal's lips tightening up on my hair as he pulled out. His sucker vibration going forward and back in his mouth, with me thrusting forward like I was penetrating pussy, caused me to throw my hair back with mad passion. Feeling Jamal's fingers picking up on my left nipple, While continuing to rotate his hair frantically.
You're a retarded black.
Shut up. While juicing down my dick, spruced up the mood entirely. The sex was on. Then I lift homeboy up on his feet and whisper unto him to bend over on his love seat.
Your turn.
Yes.
Yes, baby.
I don't think so, Nate.
I like that story. All right, I'll read it then.
Need to take a break for you, Limerick.
Yes, baby. As he bent over, he began to lather his ass with body lotion.
That's not a limerick,
and exposing his manhole by spreading his cheeks wide.
Out,
his booty was dead gorgeous and was perfect for a bottom. He continued to spray out.
Ready for a limerick, Barry?
Yeah, go ahead.
I need to interrupt your horrible black.
Shut up. It's very good.
True.
I won an award for that, an LA Weekly award.
You and ABC?
No, Rachel Canyon, remember? She won an LA Weekly.
Right. Okay, are you ready? Excuse me?
I'm just going to suck on Trotsky's penis while you read.
Corey, you made me fool that.
Go ahead, read the goddamn limerick. Who wrote this one?
I need you to make the lipstick come out, and then I can read. Woo! Come on, Nicka.
I thought you were reading a limerick, Rilch.
Okay. Agatha was an old gray mare who drew many men to her lair. And once she was through so much coming, she knew she had few white blood cells to spare.
Was that Baby Jane?
No, boy.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
As he bent over, he began to lather his ass.
Now, we're going to read an interview next.
Then I moved in for the kill and slowly slipped my dick into his ignition, sending him up into overdrive.
You're totally under his spell. He moved. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, Trusky just
farted. Okay, you're going to be TK. I'm Mark Horst.
Wait, where are we? Where are we?
Next
page. Page number, please.
His zodiac sign is Cancer.
Can you please read the page number to me?
The next page.
They have page numbers names.
Marcus Major. There's no page numbers.
I don't see no
Marcus. Page.
Marcus. Oh, Marcus Major. He's the black one. Okay, who am I on this?
TK.
Wow.
I could say the same.
Could you really?
No doubt. I mean, Tyson fucking Kobe.
Still, my man, you're about to set that couch on fire.
Ha ha. The whole building is going to burn down if we stay in here too much longer.
And you know this? Is this supposed to be an interview? And you know this? Uh-huh. So what's up with you today? How everything going?
Shit, man. I can't call it either way. Everything has been happening so fast the last few days, I barely had a chance to stop and wrap my head around it all. I mean, getting raped and all that.
So this is your first photo shoot?
My first nude photo shoot. Trust your boy has been in front of the camera before.
Pass the chicken.
That's not in there.
I can only imagine.
Nothing like that. I've taken a lot of headshots and stuff like that.
You're making it too easy.
What? Oh, headshots, okay. Ha ha. Let me find out. You got jokes.
N-word jokes? What? I'm full of them. Tell me more. This is like.
Well, I'm an
weird.
Aspiring actor. Yeah, I just finished the move out to L.A. and, you know, really pursue my career. Right.
So this is just a stop on the stow up on the Mark Major Express to the Silver Stream.
I hope so. I mean, don't even get me wrong. I love this particular experience because it allowed me to really share myself.
Did it ever?
Oh boy, you better watch it. Getting on my good side.
And then he's got this photo shoot where
I'm a struggling actor. Tom Hanks stole my career.
Oh, and these pictures are horrific. Are they twins?
Hell the fuck yeah. Did you believe it? Damn, nah. I don't have a bad side. Marcus Major just lives every day to the fullest, and I try to surround myself with people who do the same.
Right.
I'm a cool dude. Mm-hmm.
Sure you are, Nagy.
How come you don't say Nicka?
Don't mean to say it.
You don't talk about Kuhama, Skip that. You don't talk about community service. These pictures are disgusting.
Are you looking at the pictures from the Flavor Men events?
Hang on.
Atlanta Black
Ninja
Pride
Nixon.
Pool Party.
Ninja Nixon. Girl.
Look at page 28 at the bottom. The man in the middle with the square glasses on the very bottom of the page.
Hold on.
It's a real chicken face, Cheryl.
28. Oh.
What the hell is that?
Is that the dorm, dang it?
If you need to just like grab that, and you can post it on. But just that.
Right. I'll make it very large.
Mm-hmm.
What's that sound?
Dog.
Hello?
Best Black Club, Tracks Atlanta. You go there, J-Made Shades. Best Fat Black.
Did you see that picture of the gay black wedding?
No, I missed that.
Ain't going.
Who's the girl making the mm-hmm face? Which one is the rapist? I need to find. Atlanta Black Pride Pool Party.
Baby Stewart.
I feel sorry.
Baby store. I like on page 36, his dick looks like it's infected. I'm gonna sketch that as well. Yelch.
Where's the infected penis? What page?
Oh, no. It looks kind of ashy.
Where's the ashy infected penis? What page? Gerald? Gerald.
Harold, 33 yucks.
Trotsky lost his ball. He needs me to get his ball for him. He misplaced it. I have to get it. 36. Right. Oh, okay, 36. I'm looking at the PDA of, but you mean the...
And woo-hoo.
I don't find it. I don't understand how these pages work.
They don't.
Look at all the dorm lives. Oh, my God. Yeah, I know, Trotsky. I don't see the page numbers.
So page 20 made.
There's the Senate ruled. Page 20. Okay.
Senate ruled.
This week I was making like clips for the Academy Awards of Thug Prawn. What am I looking at?
What do they serve? What do they serve?
And where? What am I looking at? I forgot.
I posted a fucking goddamn screen cap in the back room.
Okay, well, chill God, out, whore. You don't have to be all Edwardian about it. I'm a stumpy dick.
Nancy dick. Purple dick.
Ugh. I don't, that doesn't look Trotsky, infected.
Shut up.
I'm going to go get his ball. Just you shut up. Did you get your ball, Trotsky?
Damn it.
Hold on. I just want to see the other picture, and then I'm going to get his ball.
Yep, and one turn will message me soon some interesting content.
Oh, the fat guy, yeah. He's hot. That kind of looks like what I would imagine Burbage Clemens to look like, don't it? All right, hold on. I'm going to go get the bowl for Trotsky. Oh, Christ.
Where are you, Bill? Where's your ball? Where's your pundit? Where? Come on. Where's your ball?
No, what's the else? Oh, that is a good movie for England. Hey, eat that watermelon. That was good. Eat that watermelon.
This year it's gotten even bigger because you have people like Tyra Banks, who had her baby premiere and peeled off from ice cream to show off her
roots. Hey, Aaron, think of this mate here.
It's his boyfriend. I had his boyfriend put up and he's... That's what he was bargaining for, this. Are you still there?
What? It's yes, but I ain't seeing you on the screen.
It's called a stream.
Very delayed.
Oh. Oh, Firefox wants me to restore it. No thanks. Really? But what are we doing
there
now, Gerald? Gerald, are we done with that nauseating...
Excuse me?
Yeah, so I had to make these little clips, these teasers. You know how, like, on the Academy Awards when they'll say, like, and the nominees for Best Picture are, and they'll show, like, a small clip from the picture? Right, are. So I had to make, like, the clips for the video stream at the Hustler Bowl in Berlin. What? Just fuck it. Fuck it. Yeah, fuck it. Sorry.
Fuck it, yeah.
Oh, I forgot to get my ice cream. Sorry. Burb.
Burb. Hey, Banks. Hey, Edwardy. Oh. Hello?
Gerald, for this, I need to get Shrock Bella on since I'm eating.
Why?
I need to see her eat. She heard... I know, though.
Cam-friendly brown shower pig, 28 London. I'm a hot, filthy, scat cum peg, partial to diarrhea spelled D-I-A-R-R-H-O-E-A, and slamming chems with groups of hot raunch pigs. Looking to set up a meet for tomorrow night at my place in Notting Hill. No idea about my HIV status. and don't care about yours.
I have an idea.
Breed my bareback hole with your charged loads. Let's hook up.
And he has no idea about his status, really.
No idea about my hair status. Don't care about yours.
Gerald, I mean, Shrockbella, you see this?
Wanda,
Ian, what kind of ice cream is that?
It's Edie's slow-churned chocolate chip ice cream.
Low fat, I'm sure.
It says half the
fat. It looks like
fat.
A very small container.
It is.
What is that, a tablespoon?
It's an espresso spoon. It's called a demi-tasse.
No, I mean, is that the size of a cup, like a tablespoon?
Yeah. Are you making fun of my ice cream?
Yes.
Madge? Man, I don't even know if I can read what Juan turned sent me. This is just over the top.
Just make sure you quote it as her so people don't think it's you.
Well, I could never say this kind of stuff.
I know, me neither.
Could you say the words to a black man?
What? She said, quote, Chicago deserves to lose the Olympics. Never sent an N-word to do a cracker's job. Unquote.
Not funny.
And then she said, quote, N-words are good at sports. It's very confusing to me that they want to give us the Olympics, unquote. I agree.
You know, the thing is...
What?
It has nothing to do with whether he's black or not. It has everything to do with the fact... I thought it was great. It was like a Jerry Springer beatdown, because like... You know, here he thought, oh, we're America, like what America used to be, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, where people thought we were kind of cool. And it's like, we went up there and we got the biggest Jerry Springer beatdown. We got knocked down the first round. They just said, oh, and you got the president, you got Oprah. Fuck you, you people are, we hate you. Bye.
And the country that won, their president or whatever he is, was weeping and crying and all emotional. Like,
who won?
It was such a big, huh? Who? Wasn't it Rio de Janeiro?
Oh, so it's a communist.
But I just thought that was silly. It's like, who cares?
He was crying?
I mean,
Uribe or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Apparently he was very emotional about getting the reward of hosting athletic games. I don't care if it's a country or not.
Cheryl has... Cheryl... gets very emotional, too.
Janet Reno?
Cheryl, are you getting emotional?
Andy's retorted, and I'm very emotional. I'm crawling inside, and it's leaking out of my pro lips.
Mm. I'm eating ham and cheese loaf.
Loaf?
Loaf.
Uh-huh.
Destroy the...
Can you please send a picture?
Did Trotsky just tear apart his...
No, he's fucking it. Yeah. Can you please send a picture to Cheryl so she can sketch it? I need to see this thing. Don't be lazy.
I ain't never seen a loaf.
Me neither. Or just send it on the web, a picture.
Okay. One
a linky poo, as Wanda Wisdom would say in between N-word jokes.
N-word jokes in a random mini disco.
Look at the ads, Cheryl. Men's only Mr. Huh? E's anal spray. What's anal spray, honey? Dermatology and anti-allergy tests rated as very good. Contains no water. Has an anesthetic effect like lidocaine. Oh, my God. Would it be numbing your hole?
That ain't a good picture.
Before I stick my fingernails in there.
I want to see your sausage loaf. No, that was...
Do you want to see my fingernails in my pussy?
Sure. Since you're offering, why not? Let's see this loaf. Oh, I see. Ham and cheese loaf. That's disgusting, Shrock Bellard.
Are you eating the entire thing?
Of course I am.
Or in pieces?
Oh, you mean the loaf? Yeah, good question. Shrocky, are you dicing it or what?
Am I what?
Are you dicing the ham and cheese loaf?
No, it's...
Okay, I have another... Normally a very masculine looking slash acting. I love to slip on some panty, lingerie become a little pussy, sissy cunt who only wants to serve a top masculine man, very masculine man all dressed up as your bitch to be used as one, very sexy dichotomy duality, long to submit, surrender, to be exposed as the slut that I am, have an overwhelming need to be taken, explored, cut and rolled, used and bred.
And ugly. Listen, back to the ham and cheese loaf. How many slices did you eat so far, and how many have left to eat?
Well, there are two on this sandwich, and there's about half a loaf left.
When do you think the loaf will be through?
Sunday.
How are you going to make it last till then? I hope you got other food to eat.
Oh, there's pickle and pimento loaf, too.
Oh, do you have a picture of that?
And I can find you one.
Thank you. Cheryl, do you like pickle and pimento loaf, too? Or is that just a Shrockbella thing?
I don't like it. Daddy does.
Daddy. I love that you say daddy.
Pimento loaf.
Daddy.
Hi. Daddy. Wife here in need of help. My husband went too far with me. A week ago, he held my hand down while I was blowing him and shut his load in my mouth and made me swallow. I was mad, but tried to let it go. However, last night we were having sex, he started to play with my butt. I said no, and he got mad, and I said I was his bitch. He then beat me over the side of the bed and ass-raped me. Oh. I told him I'd leave him with, however, he said he wouldn't do anything to keep me. So I need help in the form of your cock. What I want is for him to come to your place and make him your bitch. He needn't know what it's like. He needs to know what it's like to have a cock in his mouth, pumping in and out while gagging and choking on it, and you telling him to suck it like a little bitch.
Why is Trotsky getting fucked every time I see him?
What?
He's fucking this dog in the background again. Always on this Grom. He's fucking. He's like into porn.
Right.
Well, at least somebody's getting some.
Right. Aren't you mean you're not? I thought you had sex with your hand.
Well, at least Trotsky liked my story.
Trotsky's getting turned in. Look at him. Look at him go.
Licking his leop.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I didn't take him to the Durham this week because it was raining.
Lance.
What
Nick
loafy.
Cord was flattered that a 40-year-old used his butt picture.
You already said that, Sen. Oh, my God. No, well, that loaf is disgusting, Shrock, Bella. Your daddy likes that?
Uh-huh.
What's in it? Like, what's the pink
Ew.
Part? Oh, that's definitely looks going like into album art. Definitely that's got to go into album art. Please. I don't know. Somebody has to do something with that. Please. Give it to this. That's so album art. I just picture that and then Shrock Bella's face bursting through it like it's one of those, hey! You know what I mean? Like when they have a sale and you're like, surprise! Shrock Bellard's loaf. I think they should call it Shrock Bellard loaf, don't you, Cheryl?
No.
Why not, you jealous bitch?
Here's a better photo. You'll like this one.
Poor Trotsky. Oh, you got another picture of some loafies?
Mm-hmm.
Loafie's choice. Let's see some loaf. Oh, my God! Oh! Oh, God, that's so fucking disgusting. Oh, no, nobody eats that. Oh, my God, nobody eats that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I have to...
Does that look like your ass?
I'm trying to figure out how to close it without looking at it again. That is so fucking disgusting. Seriously. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No way. Ah, oh, my God. I'm dirty, dirty, dirty. I'm dirty. I've lost my pimento loaf innocence. Shrock, Bella. You're dead. Does it really? It looked like it had little zits.
Oscar Mayer makes it.
See, this is why
dominant
those people...
young lad understood he wanted to use and spit an overgrowth face. I exist as a tranny and cross-dresser for a dominant grand coniferous who needs to spit a lot or like to spit in someone's face and mouth while I wear sexy silk underwear. You spit them, phlegm too. So I'm HIV positive. Shams, smokers, street spitters are all welcome.
Street spitters?
You can also make me let you do other stuff too, if that's what you want, especially dominant and dirty stuff. But piss, scat, blood, fisting, you name it, I do it. Wow. I'm totally genuine, and in case you wonder, passive, then my hole is yours, London.
London? Is that Steve Morris or whatever? Tom Morris? Oh, we have messages. Speak. Tom Morris called. We have messages.
Ooh. Let's hear.
We have messages from the British peoples.
Making me pitch a loaf.
You should name your... I think you should name your shits next week after Oscar Mayer loaves. Different kinds of loaves.
No, I think Martell is better.
Don't please, Mark, unless you clarify the spelling that it has a Q.
Right.
What happened with our friend from Detroit? Did he get that scan in his duty hole?
Hold on. I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
Hold on. Oh, this is a weird one, Cheryl.
Mark, this is Ian. I've been writing...
Hold on. Sorry, I'll play it over. What the fuck is wrong with this shit?
Starting to get tired, you know what that means.
Congo.
Wait, hold on.
Madge, this is Ian. I've been writing you from the Congo, but you haven't been responding. And now I'm back in the United States for a little while. And then I'm going back to the Congo. So I'm just leaving a message before I go back.
Is that hair?
Get by a giant mosquito on the Congo River. Keep up the good work.
You know, it's true. He's not. That's for real. The guy is from the Congo, and I intended to have him on the show, but I was like, I didn't know what to ask him. No, he's just crazy. Shut up.
Hey, Madge. Well, that would be the London Craigslist casual encounters section, and I thought I'd ring up to give you a nice message so that when you're next masturbating on your program or eating or shouting a show, you can play it and enjoy this delightful Craigslist ad, which may be suitable for your friend Hagatha. Any offers to let me try some golden champagne? I'm really hankering. Have travel card. Hi there. I'm a professional guy in my early 30s. And I'm looking for something just slightly different. One of my favorite things is the taste of fresh girl piss. I'm not looking for sex, just a girl to pee on me. Any girl, any age, as long as you are disease and drug free. As for meeting up, to be honest, it can be as complicated or as uncomplicated as you wish. We could meet up for a few drinks and dinner, and generally a good evening out. Or for it to be a 5-minute hike, skirt, and let go deal. Splash and dash, if you will, or any combination of things in between. Also happy to reciprocate in any way, whether that's just the ultimate lick-out session, or having full-on sex lovemaking, or something that's just the ultimate of down and dirty. However, not looking to make a monetary donation, if you get what I mean. Well, hope this interests someone. Get in touch and let's pee for fun. Please be assured that I am 100% genuine, and all genuine responses will be replied to. P-Boy, Canary Wharf, have travel card, will travel. It's not okay to contact the poster with services or other commercial interest. I also found another even more appropriate thing for your friend Hagatha in the counter section. Dominant young lad, under 30, wanted to use and spit in...
I read that one, man.
M for M, 57.
And
I exist as a tranny.
You read it today? I wasn't listening. Here's another one.
Hey, is this Madge. Hey, Madge. This is Tom. I'm just calling to make a complaint about Wanda Wisdom and her racism. I've listened to your show recently where you discussed a horribly racist joke which Wanda Wisdom made about Lady Black Tastic. Yeah. How if she died, she would enter a state of Negrid Mortis.
What?
Negrid Mortis.
I was listening to it while on the bus, and I was getting off the bus, and there was a large black lady in front of me, and I laughed so hard I almost fell down the stairs on top of her. It would not have been a pleasant sight if my headphones were to have...
Hold on. I want to point something out for Shrock Bella. You notice he said fall down the stairs, right? There are stairs on buses, Shrock Bellard, Morton Klops. Okay, even in England.
Hey, Madge.
Man, Justin says Jan Sharukowski was in the Michael Moore movie.
Justin Feed.
She didn't ruin her life too much.
Justin Feed, that wasn't, you're thinking of Sarah Feigenholz. Jan Schakowsky has nothing to do with me. I've met her, but I don't know her. I think you're thinking of, yeah. But she is my congressperson. I do like her. I called her to complain about my Bank of America. And
how'd that go for you?
They haven't fucking called me back. Letitia and Nuquisa, I've got a...
What was the woman's name again?
N-word Ferguson.
No.
The second.
Hi, Madge. This is Baby Jane, and I'm just calling to see if you would take a suggestion to bring back the fat pear daddy.
I know.
And I think it would be great if she would come back and be on a show with Shrek the Mortenstein. I think they would make a really great pair.
The good news is that I have her number. Should I call her?
Yes.
No. Are you ready?
Go.
Oh, yes. Well, but let me read a pear fatty first.
Read a pear fatty limerick.
Big pear fatty sat on the train. Didn't stand up when it stopped came. Since no one got off, he stayed like a sloth. Then only had himself to blame.
Well, that's pretty good, but I didn't hear nothing about a ton.
Anyway.
Baby.
Two-ton fatty. Lives in his tongue.
But we keep forgetting his name is Sif Fatty, not Pear Fatty.
Oh.
I was calling Baby Jane.
We're going to try. Cheryl, you talk, okay?
All right.
Woo, woo, woo. Look at Trotsky go.
She probably won't answer.
No, she probably will answer and, like, be all pissed off and shield.
Baby Jane. Will pick up and I'll just bang it.
Okay, quiet on the set.
You reach...
Ah! Ah!
Oops. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press...
I screamed it out. It's live, you forget.
Press 5.
Hello, this message is for Baby Jane. This is Cheryl, and I'm on the East Radio recording.
And Madge and Weinstein is here, too.
Thank God. And we've been enjoying your limerick.
And Shrock Bellard Morton Klops is here, too, eating.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say, keep them the good work by not working and by writing limerick.
You would take a suggestion to bring back the fat pear, Pear Fatty. And I think it would be great if she would come back.
Fire.
Let me know when you want me to hang up.
Goodbye, honey.
Bye. Sorry I accidentally gave out your name. All right, so that concludes part one of this program, and at some point in a day or two, I will post part two. And on Tuesday night, I'm recording
I don't know if I'm going to do it live or not, but Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Myra time, Chicago time. Maybe I'll do it live. I don't know. I have a special guest who hasn't been on this program for at least 2 years. So I think you'll enjoy. They are. Meanwhile, bye. Get fucked.